Perek Hey, Mishnah Zayin. Kishem shematzila mibefnim, kach matzila mibachos. Just like a kli joins with a protrusion of a doifen, of a wall, for example, like we said, the ceiling, which is the ceiling of the bottom floor, which is also the floor of the top floor. So a kli joins with that to plug up that hole, just like that applies inside the house, kach matzila mibachos. So too, a kli could join with that same mechitza outside of a house. Ketzad, how does this work out? Kefisha, if you have a big basket, which is not mekabel tuma because it's so large, shinesuna al yisedos mibachutz. That's being supported by some pegs next to a wall of a house, and these pegs are tefach high above the ground. So therefore, this huge basket, which is being supported, is a tefach above the ground, and it's also facing the wall. So the opening of the basket is facing the wall, and it's less than a tefach from the wall. Tuma tachta, if you have tuma underneath this basket, in that one tefach area between the spikes which are supporting the basket, kelim shebekfisha tahir. If any kelim are existing inside of the basket at that time, they would be tahar, because we say that the wall that it's adjacent to and the oihel, which is coming out, since it's next to the wall of the house, we look at the wall of the house as if it's a ceiling which is protruding, and therefore would create a chatzitza in front of tuma. However, that's only if it was a wall of a house. But if it was the wall which is surrounding a courtyard, or the wall surrounding a garden, in that case, if the wall which the basket is next to, einai matzil, would not join with the basket to protect the kelim inside the basket from tuma, because since that wall was not intended to be an ohel, it's not part of the protecting the open area of this courtyard or of this garden, therefore the basket can't join with it to become an ohel, because the wall itself does not have the status of an ohel. What if you have a kori, you have a beam which is a tefach by a tefach, which is protruded and extended from one wall to another wall, one house across the street, for example, to another house, which is outside, an outside beam. And you have a pot hanging on this beam underneath it, and the mouth of this pot is facing the beam. Tuma tachtel, if you have tuma underneath the beam, then the beam would normally transfer the tumah under its entire span. So kelim shebekter, if you have kelim inside the pot which is hanging from that beam, Rabbi Akiva says it's tar, vechachamim mitamim, and the chachamim say it is tame. And the mefarshim explain that according to that the machlokas is only where the mouth of the pot which is hanging from the beam is not a tefach away from the beam, because Rebbe Akiva holds that the beam protects everything, the pot protects everything that's inside of it, as if it was attached to the beam, since it's less than a tefach. But the Chachamim say that since it's not actually touching the beam, we say the tumah will rise up to the beam and come back down, even though there's no opening of a tefach separating the beam and the pot that's hanging down from it, which has the kelim inside of it. Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. Adam v'kelem nasim ayhalam l'tumah, a person and a kli, an utensil, are considered an ayhal for tumah, meaning if a person or a kli are hovering over a mace and something else which is tahar, then that other item will become tame, because the person or the kli will bring the tumah over to the kli. Avolei l'tahar, but if a person or a kli is a ohel, that will not help to be metahir, to make a chatzitza in front of tumah. Ketzad, how does this work out? Arba'ah, if you have four people, nisnes anadbach, that are carrying a big stone. Tumah tachtav, if you have tumah underneath this big stone. Kelim she'al gabav, the kelim which are on top of the stone, tumayim are tumay, that this stone is not considered an ohel, since it's being supported by people. Tuma al gab, if you have tuma on top of it, then kelim shetachtav tamei, and the kelim which are underneath it are also tamei, because since it's not considered a chatzitza, the tuma will also go beneath this stone. Rabbi Eliezer, Metahar Rabbi Eliezer, though, says it is tar if the kelim are above it or below it, because he holds that an ohel carried by people is considered a chatzitza. Nasan al arba kelim. What if this stone was being supported by four kelim? Afidu klei galalim, even if they're earthenware, dung kelim, or klei avonim, stone kelim, klei adama, or clay kelim, which are all not mekabel tuma, as we discussed earlier. Tuma mitachta, if there's tuma underneath this big stone, which is being supported by the four kelim, kelim shagab of tumeim, the kelim which are on top of the stone are going to be tame, as we just discussed, that an adam and a kelim cannot be a ohel litaher. Tuma al gabob, if there's tuma on top of it, kelim shetachto of tumeim, because again, once it's not an ohel, the tuma will go down. Nasan al arba avanim, what if this big stone was actually being supported now by four stones? In this case, they're not considered kelim. Oyal dover sheyesh beruach chayim, or let's say they're being supported by animals, not a human. Again, animals are not mekabel tuma. In this case, tuma tachtov, if there's tuma underneath the stone, kelim shal gabim tahayim, the kelim above it will be tahar. Whereas tuma al gabim, if there's tuma above it, kelim shal tachtov tahayim, the kelim underneath it would be considered tahel, because tahar is because it's considered an ohel, and it will be chotzeitz bifnei hatuma.